Good morning again and greetings. Take me just a minute to get organized here. I tried to help Brother Danny out. We are a lot of people out today. And we're always concerned. I don't recall us missing 2 weeks in a row with weather. Now, we have missed 2 weeks in a row, but not due to weather in 25 years that I recall. And I could be wrong. We may have. But we're always concerned when we miss 2 Sundays in a row. We're creatures of habit. And I'd hope for a better attendance today, but I'm glad that you're here. But sometimes when we miss 2 or 3 Sundays in a row, it's sort of hard to get back in the habit of going. But anyhow, we're glad to be here and glad to see you here today. This past week, we lost a member of our church, and we always like to stand and have a moment of silence in remembrance of Brother Eugene Barucki, who passed away this week. Let us stand and have a moment of silence. Amen. Thank you. If you have your scriptures, it's not a bad idea to have them around. We do offer video sometimes. We'll get that cranked up. I'm going to read one verse this morning, and then instead of reading a passage of scripture and a text, I'm going to just read the text and go from there this morning. It's found in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, which means beginnings. It's the first book of the Bible, the first book of Moses. And it means beginnings. In this 22nd chapter of Genesis is a unique story. A little hard to understand at times, but it is really a test upon a man by the name of Abraham, who is the father of faith. And God gives him a test. And after this event, Abraham names that place, and the name of this place becomes one of the many names for God, one of the Hebrew names, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Genesis 22 and verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And I want you to do something. I want you to say this name. This is one of the Hebrew names of God. Jehovah Jireh is it. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh. For being our provider, for seeing to it so many times in our lives, for seeing to it in our daily needs, for seeing to it that we could be eternally saved through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege we have to gather today. For those who've come, thank you that we have the means to reach into the homes of those who could not be here. We pray that you'd bless both those who are here and those who are listening and watching from afar off. We pray for the sanctification of God's people, that we would grow in grace and knowledge of you. We pray that unbelievers would be called to faith and repentance here today. Lord, bless the church. Comfort the bereaved. Heal the sick in Jesus' name. And amen and amen. Jehovah Jireh, one of the names, it's a Hebrew name for God, and it really means the Lord will provide, as we'll read the story for you in a minute, as in the nick of time, and God provides, and it also means, or the Lord will see to it. You think about today. How many times has the Lord provided for us? How many times has he seen to it that things worked out for us? One of the things about God is that his timing is always perfect. And in this story, in the nick of time, but right on time, God provides for Abraham. And he always provides for us. And his time is perfect. God is never early, and he is never late. As human beings, some of us are habitually late. It's just our personalities. Some of us try to be a little early. I've always tried to be a little early for things because I can't afford to be late. That's just me. I have to be early and on time and those things. Some of us are prompt. Some of us are not. But God's timing is always perfect. We have nothing to stand upon when we cannot accuse God and say, well, God, you were late. We cannot say, well, God, you were early. You came too quick. But he always comes at the right time. And that's what it means in the New Testament. We'll share later where Paul mentions more than once, in the fullness of time. You know what that means? It means at the right time. At the right time, God chooses the perfect time to do things. God sees to our needs, and he will actively provide for us. Now, if we know the Lord, we can call upon Jehovah Jireh. Because there's times we need to be provided for. There are certain things in our lives, and I believe that this means that he provides for our daily needs, which vary from person to person. And also mean that it ultimately he provides for our eternal salvation. But Jehovah Jireh is one of the names, or the Hebrew names of God, that we can call upon God because he is still Jehovah Jireh. He is still the God who provides for us. He is still the God who will see to it. You know, it's good to have a trusted friend or somebody that you can depend on to get something done, and you can give them that, and you know that, hey, they're going to see to it. Sometimes we let each other down, and we meant to, but I didn't do it. God will see to it. And we can say that with confidence and know that our God is a provider and that he will see to it. Let's talk about this story of Abraham, who is the father of faith. Who was God? Abraham didn't know God. God called Abraham from Mesopotamia and said, come out here away from everything that you know, your family and friends, get out away from them, and I want to show you and to tell you who I am and what I'm like. In other words, God chose Abraham to reveal himself. Who is God? The Bible says clearly that Abraham's fathers worshiped other gods on the other side of the Euphrates. They were pagans. They worshiped, but they did not know God. And God chooses Abraham because here is a man that will listen to me. Here is a man who will believe me. Those are simple things, but yet they're very important. that if we will listen to God and just believe him and obey him. And Abraham, these are his characteristics. He will believe God. He will listen to him. He will believe in him, and he will do what I tell him to do. You don't need anything else other than to believe God, to listen to him, to believe him, and to do as he commands us to do. And that's why Abraham was chosen. Wasn't because he was better than anybody else, but he had those qualities. And God calls him out there, and he begins to reveal himself to him, and he makes promises to him and commitments, you know. And your seed will be as the stars of the sky, as the sand of the sea beach, and you're going to, your families will be, and you're going, your name, and you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Jesus Christ came from the seed of Abraham. We know that. But it is a process here and a journey as God appears unto Abraham at different places, revealing to him who he is, who he is. It's a learning process. We get saved, and we don't know it all. We don't. We get saved, we come to faith in Christ, we repent of our sins, come to Christ, and then the rest of our journey is supposed to be, ideally, a process of sanctification. Learning more about Jesus. We're going to learn about God through Jesus, because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But at this time, Abraham is learning more about God. And God says, Abraham has been everything that I've called him to be, but I want to put one more trial upon him, one more test to see if he can pass this. Isaac was the son of promise. Now, Abraham was not perfect. You know, we study about Abraham. He told a few lies. Sarah's my sister. She was his half-sister. You know, a half-lie, it's what? It's a lie. He survived. He survived. He made a few mistakes. He tried to help God be God. My wife and me can't have children. You've promised that I have a children. First of all, maybe my chief steward, which is Eleazar, let him be the heir. God said, no. Not talking about Eleazar being your heir, but I'm talking about a real son, your son. Well, we still don't have any heir. And Sarah says, perhaps we can use Hagar, my Egyptian handmaid here. Trying to help God. And so Abraham goes into Hagar, and they have a son by the name of Ishmael. And God said, no. No, I'm not talking about Eleazar. I'm not talking about Ishmael. But I'm talking about you and Sarah having a son. And finally, and trying to help God out, doesn't usually work out, and that caused a lot of problems. And some of those problems are raging today about Ishmael and Isaac. They didn't get along too good. But finally, in the process of time, in the fullness of time, when the time was right. But Abraham, Sarah, they couldn't wait. But God does things in his perfect timing, and guess what? At an old age, Sarah bore a son to Abraham, and his name was Isaac. He is the son of promise. And God decides to put a test upon Abraham to see if he would be willing to give up his only son. This is a prelude until God giving his only begotten son for us, wasn't it? And so we find this story in Genesis chapter 22. The Bible says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains from which I will tell thee of. Whoa! Offer your only son a burnt offering. Wow! What an order. And Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and will worship. And listen to this part. This is very important that you don't miss this little part. I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we'll come again to you. That's a very important part of this story. God has said, take Isaac and go offer him for a sacrifice. And he says, we're going to go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire, the wood, but where's the lamb? Where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham again listened to him. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offerings. So they went both of them together. You see, are you beginning to see some faith in this man named Abraham? We will come, we'll go yonder and worship, come again. God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they both went them together. And they came to the place which God had told him, and Abraham built an offering there, an altar there. They would build an altar of stones there, and they would have the burnt offering, usually a lamb. Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order. And now it's getting crunch time. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham, God is watching him. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife for to slay his son. Remember, God's timing is always perfect. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, saying, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. This was only a test, Abraham. And now I know. Isaac is bound, laying upon the wood sacrifice there on the altar, ready to be sacrificed and burnt. And the angel stops Abraham at the perfect time. And then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today, in the mount of the Lord shall it be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heavens second time and said, by myself have I sworn, and saith the Lord, for this thing which thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I'll multiply thy seed as the sand of the stars of the heaven, the sand which is on the seashore, and in thy seed shall all thy seed shall possess the gates of thine enemies. And here is the blessing. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Abraham's obedience. And he is given the blessing that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Here we are today. Saved, set apart in Jesus Christ, who comes from the seed of Abraham. Jehovah Jireh come through for Abraham. There was a lamb caught in the thicket. How many times in our lives has God come through for us? You know, there is that lamb caught in the thicket there. You know, Jesus was offered a sacrifice for us, you know, that we didn't have to die for our sins. He took our place. God will provide. God will see to it. The Lord will see to it. We need to know him by this name, Jehovah Jireh. We need to be able to call upon. There's going to be times in your life where you need to know some of the names of God. El Shaddai, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. There's meaning to some of these names. Moses didn't know who the Lord was. He didn't know his name. A lot of these early people of God just worshiped the Lord of Abraham. You know, Abraham's God. But we're called today to know him on a intimate level, a personal level, that we can thus do today in his son, Jesus Christ. Moses is called to deliver the children of Israel, and he's tasked to go tell these people that God is fixing to set you free. God is fixing to deliver you, and Moses didn't even know who God was. And one of his objections, okay, you know, after many objections and finally submit and say, okay, I guess I'm reckoning I'm going to have to do this, but when you're going to send me back to Egypt and I'm going to meet with the Hebrews and to tell them that God has sent me and he's going to deliver you by me, what if one of them says, well, who is God? I don't even know you. I don't even know who to tell him you are. He didn't know God. Exodus chapter 3, verses 13, it says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I comest unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say? I don't even know your name. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And we know him now as the great I am. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is a memorial to all generations, the great I am. And we can know him today through Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jireh, the God that delivers, the God that will see to it, the God that is always on time, looking out, providing for his people. We need to know him by some of his names. He is our provider. He will see to it in your life in perfect time. You know, there will be a ram caught in the thicket. There will be that provision made for him when the time is right. When the time is right. And now some New Testament scriptures in the book of Galatians. We've recently been studying Paul's letters to some of these churches in Galatia, Philippians, Colossians. In the book of Galatians in chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul uses this theme of in the fullness of time. Listen to this. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. When the fullness of time, when the time was right, in perfect timing, God provided for us, didn't he? Provided for us a Savior who would come and take our place on the cross, who would come and be the sacrifice for our sins, to take away our sins. He wasn't late. He wasn't early, but he was perfect in his timing, and he always pleased God the Father. When it was time, God has perfect time, and he's never late, he's never early, always on time to provide. Or we get a little antsy sometimes. Do we have any call to say, well, God, you're not always on time. I can't trust your timing. We have no call, no history, nothing in the Word of God, nothing in our experiences to cast toward God and saying, well, I don't think I can trust your timing. He came to us in a perfect timing, didn't he? We might hear people say, well, I wish I'd have been saved earlier or whatever, but that day, God came to you at the perfect time. You are saved. If you have been saved, born again, he came to you at the perfect time. Now, we may have wasted some years. That's on us, not God. But he came at the right time. Perfect time. Or else you wouldn't be saved. He seen to it. It wasn't that we finally got smart enough or wise enough and stumbled upon the way and found our way to salvation. We didn't see to it. You know, somebody said, well, You got saved. You finally seen to it. No, you didn't. God seen to it. God seen to it in his time and in his perfect time and presence. He came to you and provided salvation. And many times since we've been saved, he has provided for daily needs. Every day we have needs. Every day. Jehovah Jireh. Be my Jehovah Jireh. Meet my needs today. Show me that lamb caught in the thicket. See to it today. See to this thing that troubles me. And Lord, in your perfect timing, be my Jehovah Jireh. It's good to know Jehovah Jireh, isn't it? We have daily needs that he comes to, provides for us, always on time. And then ultimately, he provides eternal salvation, spiritual salvation for us. Jesus came in the perfect time in history. And here we are today, come together as the body of Christ to worship Him and to praise Him because He has come and redeemed us. He saw to it. He saw to it. He saw fit and seen to it. And we're here today. Oh, it's good to be able to know some of the names of God. Yahweh, the great I Am. God has not changed, has He? He is not. He's still God. He is still Jehovah Jireh. The Hebrews had many names for Him. El Shaddai, the Mountain One. I love Jehovah Jireh because it means something. It means that God will provide. It means that God will see to it. And we have that privilege today to call on Jehovah Jireh. Now, why do we have that privilege? Because we know Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, if we don't know Jesus, we have no whatsoever rights to call upon Jehovah Jireh. How can you know God without Jesus Christ? You can't. God revealed Himself unto Abraham and for a purpose to show the people of the world who He is and what He is like. And we are the beneficiaries of that now. But the book says over here in Hebrews chapter 1 that in these last days, and the writer of Hebrews tells us how God has worked through human history and revealed Himself to people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the patriarchs, the prophets, God, who in sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past through the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, hey, we're here. This is us. God has spoken us in these last days unto us by His Son, who He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the world. God in these last days has spoken to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. There are many names that God has in the Bible, and they're important. It's good to be able to know Jehovah Jireh. We have a need to say, oh, my Jehovah Jireh, provide for me today. See to it for me today. Oh, but Christians, there's none greater name in the Word of God than that of Jesus. Did you know that? And to know Jehovah Jireh, we must know Jesus first. We must come to Jesus first. None greater name than that one. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verses 5 through 11, St. Paul says, but let this man be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus came, humbled himself, and died on the cross for us. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and hath given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and hath given him a name above every name. There's no greater name than Jesus. And to have the great I Am, to have Jehovah Jireh, to have the great Yahweh on our side, we must come to know Him first in Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that saves, and we must come through Him. Saint Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Neither is there any other name. There is no other way to know Jehovah Jireh. There's no other way for us to know the great I Am. There's no other way for us to come to salvation other than the name of Jesus. Jesus said it best Himself. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way. Well, Pastor, I kind of like that Jehovah Jireh. That Hebrew name for the God who is always providing for me, for the God who will see to it, for the God who is always on time. Never late, never early. I like that. You got to come to Jesus first to have that. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I mean, there's no other way to lay claims to Jehovah Jireh other than come through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the greatest name in this universe. Jesus is the one that saves. And we can know Him as the great I Am, as El Shaddai. We can know Him as Jehovah Jireh. Many other names. The God of Abraham. He's the same. He changes not. And He has revealed Himself unto us today through His Son, Jesus Christ. People are looking for lots of things. All you need is Jesus. Did you know that? All of this other is included in Jesus. That's the good news. He will be, He said once, I'll be your father, your mother, your brother, and your sister. Who are those? But those who do and keep my sayings, those who obey me. Jesus is all you need. He will be Jehovah Jireh to you. I hope you've all learned something today. Won't you say this name with me again? Jehovah Jireh. Know that name. Be able to call upon Him. If you know Jesus, you can call upon Him as Jehovah Jireh. And He is the God who provides. And He is the God who will see to it in perfect time. Let's stand together this morning. Brother Danny, would you come with a song? Is there one here today who would like to know Jesus as Lord and Savior and be able to know with that what comes with it? Being able to call Him Jehovah Jireh, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the great I Am. All of those Hebrew terms of God through Jesus Christ is available today. Have you been saved? Have you been born again today? If not, today is the day. God comes on perfect timing. Perfect timing. If you have anything you need to come pray about today, we're here for you. We invite you to come forward if you have any needs. Anybody here today would like to join the church or anything, we're here for you. We'd ask you to come as we sing, Brother Danny.
Number 260.